You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, and hopefully now we'll be basically caught up with all the shiurim. Tomorrow morning, the Rebbe will record Yud Amud Aleph. A little bit out of order, but everything will then be officially posted. The shiur is great. The timing is a little more challenging for the morning shiur at the Rav. But anyway, Mirzchan will be caught up then. And as mentioned, we are about 10% done with the Masechta. So, you know, it's been challenging. Just, you know, we're already 10% in. And if it hasn't been so challenging, then, you know, then you say, hey, you know what, I'm actually starting to get it, so you should feel good. We've really accomplished a lot, Baruch Hashem. So let's go take it from four lines from the bottom. Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach. Just a reminder, on Daf Yud Aleph, the simon for Yud Aleph. Hopefully we'll also catch up on the simanim. It's some smooth sailing without the Yom Tov season, the post-Yom Tov season. The simon for Yud Aleph is going to be stars, right, based on the 11 stars, right? Achadasar, Aniodea, Achadasar Koch Vayad, the 11 stars of Yosef's dream. So that is going to be the simon for Yud Aleph. The context for this that simon is going to be gold stars given out to certain children. So we'll take a look at that as we get there. It's always nice to go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says that if you have a tzuras of Pesach that is wider than... So, okay. First, we said in the Mishnah that if it's wider, if the entrance to the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, so you cannot, a korah does not help, does not permit carrying it. Just like if it's over 20 amos, you're not, then the korah doesn't help. So too, if it's wider than 10 amos, the korah does not help. However, the Mishnah said that im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, but if there is a formation of a doorway, which we'll see exactly what that means, but the pashut pshat is a couple of lintels, or sorry, one lintel and a couple of doorposts, that would seem to be a tzuras ha-pesach. You have this formation of a door. Even if it's wider than 10 amos, that's okay. Presumably because it gives some, it makes it more recognizable, right? If it's very wide, you can't really tell that it's a mavoi, but if there's a tzuras ha-pesach, then you can tell, and then you won't come to mix it up with Rosh Hashanah. So let's see. Ashkechan tzuras ha-pesach demahanya berochvo. So we have found a case, meaning our Mishnah, we have found Chazal tell us, that a tzuras ha-pesach will help with the width, even if it's wider than the maximum width, but tzuras ha-pesach will come help. The amaltera demahanya begovo. And the amaltera will help with its height. Does anybody remember where we learned amaltera with that? Anybody? A maltera. The maltera is like this, a prominence, a big thing that something that catches your eye. The maltera. So remember, there was a camel that was walking in under, and he got distracted by the maltera and bumped into the sukkah, and the schach fell in. So camel, what is it? What daf is that? Daf gimel, right? So daf gimel, we had the maltera, and we mentioned that if you have an maltera, even if it's over 20 amos, if you have an maltera there, it catches people's attention. And the Korah will be effective. So what we've seen is, and now the Gemara asks, Ipcha Mai. Well, what about if you flip it? We know that an amaltera will help a Korah be matir, carrying an amavoi that's over 20 amos, and a tzuras ha-pesach will help matir, carrying an amavoi that's wider than 10 amos. Well, what if it's over 20 amos, and you don't have an amaltera, but you have a tzuras ha-pesach? Or, what if it's wider than 10 amos, and you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach, but you have an amaltera? Do these, you know, is that a proper fix? Toshma, come and try to hear proof from this b'risa. D'tani, we learned in a b'risa, mavoi, shu gavoa me'esrim ama, you might. If you have a mavoi that's taller than 20 amos, you should make it lower. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, and if there's a tzuras ha-pesach, eino tzarech lemait, you don't need to make it more narrow, right? Amaltera. So amaltera berachvo mai. Right. So over here, if you have an amaltera in the width, so we answered one of our questions, right? We solved one of our problems. We had two questions essentially. Does an amaltera help with width, and does a source of Pesach help with height? So over here in this price, so we said the mavoi that's taller than 20 amos, you can make it smaller. And if there's a source of Pesach does help for height. Okay, so we answered one of our questions, but amaltar barach bo mai. That question still remains. Does an amaltar help if it's wider than 10 amos? So tell Shema coming here a different brisa. To tell you we're into the brisa mavoi shahu. If you have a mavoi that's taller than 20 amos, you might, you have to lower it, as expected. You might, and if it's wider than 10, then you have to, then you also have to make it more narrow than 10. But you don't need to make it, let's call it, make it smaller, nice neutral term. Make it smaller if there's a tzuras pesach. And if there's an amaltara, also you don't need to make it smaller. So my lav asefa. So isn't this amaltara thing going on the seifa? It seems to be that if it's wider, an amaltara will help. So the Gemara says no. Lo a resha, no. Maybe it's going on the resha. So this is firstly, it seems like it's inconclusive, but actually, the lashon of the Gemara seems to be that even Paskins this way, that a maltara will not help over here. So even if there's an maltara, if it's wider than 10 amos, the maltara doesn't help. You have to make it smaller. Okay. And under that, Masni lo Rav Yehuda lichia bar Rav kameded Rav. Rav Yehuda was teaching our Mishnah to chia bar Rav. In front of Rav, right? So Rav is seeing his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, teach his son, Chia. And he taught, Einot Tzarech L'mayit, as our Mishnah teaches. Amar Lei, Rav said to Rav Yehuda, don't teach it like that. Asniya Tzarech L'mayit, you should teach it that he needs to minimize it. We actually saw this at the bottom of Beis HaMabeis, all the way back. At the bottom of Beis HaMabeis, we saw that Rav actually is a different version of the Mishnah with the opposite halacha. That a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't even help for the width, let alone the height, doesn't help for the width. And he saw Rav Yehuda teaching the Mishnah the way we learn it. And Rav said to Rav Yehuda, don't teach my son that way. You know, if you're going to educate my son, you're going to do it with the correct version of the Mishnah, and it's tzarech l'mayit. Tzarech l'pesach does not help. So now we're going to take a look at the shita. Omer Rav Yosef, medivrei Rabbeinu. Rav Yosef says, from the words of Rabbeinu, from this version of the Mishnah that Rav has, nilmad chutz. So he's going to try to apply the logic to a different case as well, about right the ineffectiveness of a tzuras pesach to help. When there's a width of 10 amos, so Rav Yosef is going to try to extrapolate that and bring that ineffectiveness of a tzuras pesach to a different case as well. So let's see. Chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos. If you have a chatzer that has a lot of openings, or maybe even a majority of doorways and windows, eino niteres b'tzuras pesach. So I don't know if we have a picture here. I have a picture over here. This is what you have over here, right? There's just a lot of doors and a lot of windows over here. For show and tell, you know. So we have story time. So we have this shape where there's a lot of openings, and you actually see it looks like there's more open space than actual wall. So, if we have a tzuras pesach, will that help matter this or not? Will that allow carrying or not? So Rav Yosef says, well, based on Rav's opinion that a tzuras pesach doesn't help if there's a gap wider than 10 amos, presumably it doesn't help here as well. And let's see how Rav Yosef derives that. So my time. What's the reason? Homel v'yoser me eser, since if it's more than 10 amos, oser b'mavoi. In a mavoi, if the opening is wider than 10 amos, it's oser to carry in that mavoi. Uparitz meruba ala omeid oser b'chatzer. And in a chatzer, if the breach is more than the standing wall, the parutz is the breach, and it's more than the omed, than the standing wall, it's usser. So presumably that's going to be the case over here too. Right, and we'll see why. So ma yoser may eser ha oser mavoi eno nitzer b'tzuras a pesach af parutz meruba omed oser b'chatzer eno nitzer b'tzuras a pesach. So the tzuras a pesach doesn't help us in the tzuras a pesach doesn't help us in the case of the a 10 amma breach in the mavoi. Right, if you have a mavoi and you have a 10 amma open, or sorry, wider than 10 amma opening, Surah Pesach says Rav doesn't help. So too over here, if there's more breach than standing wall, so Surah Pesach should seemingly not help. Now the Gemara is going to now challenge this by saying that no, there's actually going to be a bigger problem. There's going to be a bigger problem with a one big open breach than just combined than combined breach being more than wall, right? So that's going to be the next step over here. So let's see. So the Gemara says ma lepes. So Malioser may eser ha oser b'mavoi shekain lohi tartabo etzel pase biraos the remeir. So hold on, you can't compare it because we didn't matir the by pase biraos. Okay, so let's just talk about pase biraos. We mentioned it on, I believe, Tess. I don't know if everybody caught up on Tess yet, but Tess is the case of the pase biraos where they would have a well. We might have actually mentioned this at the beginning of Shabbos as well. So you have these. There was a well, and the problem is the well is 10 tefachim deep, and then it's, which is a rishus ayachid, and then
the what? This is right at the beginning. Second part of what?
Aaron, right? Like Yud Zayin or something like that. We didn't get to it yet, so I don't know if it's second part, but that's the case, right? So basically, you have these. This picture over here of these L-shaped boards, and that will allow you to it's a cooler that was made that allows you to draw water from that. It's considered all one rishus, and the chiddush is that these boards are actually quite far apart from each other, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw on Daf Tes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the gap between the boards can even be, I think it was 13 and a third. Mm-hmm. 13 and a third, almost. That's where we have. Fine. It wasn't Tess? Okay. All right, thank you. Fine. Maybe I didn't record that this year. It was Yudam Al. Thank you. So, I didn't do the Simon for Yud yet. I only have the Simon for Tess. So you have these boards. The gap is 13 and a third amos. Remeir holds that the gaps between the two corner boards, or any of all these corner boards with each other, it can only be 10 amos. But nevertheless, we have a heter over here. So Tomer, can you say b'paritz meruba la omed ha oser b'chatzer? That can you say that when when it comes to paritz meruba ala oma ala omed ha oser b'chatzer? Shekini tarta etzel pase biraos ledivrei hakol. Can you say the same thing when it comes to the omed haoser hachatzer? Right, because what's the problem over here? That really, right? When it comes to the concern by the pase biraos is that it's more open space than. More open space than standing wall. That's the problem over here. And nevertheless, Reb Meir and actually everybody allows at least ten amos. So we see that is treated more leniently than a 10 amma gap in a mavoi. So yes, you can tell me a tzuras a pesach doesn't help a 10 amma gap in a mavoi. Okay, but it doesn't mean anything by possibly rose, because by possibly rose, we're okay with 10 amma gaps. Okay. Even the more machmir opinion, Reb Meir, is okay with a 10 amma gap. So there, so clearly we deal more leniently with when it comes to parot muruba al omeid, where we deal with that more leniently than a 10 amma gap in a mavoi, and therefore, just because a tzuras a pesach doesn't help a 10 amma gap in a mavoi, does not mean that you would also apply that to a case of parot muruba al omeid, and say the same thing. So in this chutzar over here that we have with a lot of windows and a lot of doorways, maybe a tzuras a pesach does help there. Rav Yosef, don't apply Rav's chumra by a mavoi with a 10 amma gap. Don't apply that to this case over here. And so, okay, now, but nevertheless, while Rav Yosef's conclusion is incorrect to draw that, to apply that case of Rav, but we can actually maybe support this din. Rashi's right, lema mesayale. Let's say the following brisa is a support to this din. Rashi says, lemanta amar lo mahan yitzur sepesach ba'omid pachos min haparutz. Right, meaning what Rav Yosef suggested was that if the omed is pachas min haparutz, or which is the reverse of the same thing, parutz meruba ala omed, meaning where there's more breach than wall, more open space than wall. So Rav Yosef said, tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help. We can learn it from Rav in the case of the omed. So the truth is, we can't learn it from there, as the Gemara just said. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. The halakha might be correct, just the way he derived it is wrong. And let's see, maybe we can support it with the following braisa. Salim Masayle, Defanos halu sherubin psachim v'chalonos v'chalonos. So if these walls in the case that I'm telling you, sherubin psachim v'chalonos, where the majority of it is doorways and windows. Mutter, it's mutter to carry in it. Ubilva shehe omed meruba ala parets. As long as the standing wall is more than the breach. So there's an inherent contradiction over there, right? Because we said,
it's open, it's not open.
We said the majority of it is doorways and windows. It's totally fine to carry there as long as the majority is standing wall and not breach. So the Gemara says, Sharuban Salkhidaitech, wait, hold on. You thought, you know, you think that means majority? That doesn't make sense. Ella Ema Shariba Bahen Psachim V'chalonos. I mean, it has a lot. Okay? Fine, but it's not majority. That wouldn't make sense. There's an inherent contradiction. So now it's so again, a lot of doorways, a lot of open space, but it's not the majority. The majority is Omen Murubal parts. Ubilvat Shehe Omen Murubal parts. Okay. So over here, this seems to be clearly supporting that. Presumably, right, it says there are psachim and chalonos. Presumably, if there's psachim and chalonos, there's a tzuras ha-pesach, right? Because it calls it psachim. There are doorways and windows, there's a tzuras ha-pesach. And we said, even though there's a tzuras ha-pesach, you need for the omeid to be more than the parutz. You need the standing wall to be more than the breach. Mashma, that if the breach was more than the standing, even if there's a source of pesach, you still can carry there. Seems to clearly defend the psak Rav Yosef made. Now, we're not trying to defend Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef was learning it from a different way. But that bottom line, that a source of pesach, not only according to Rav, does it not help in the tanama breach in a mavoi, but it doesn't even help if there's a majority of open space. And over here, it was the Bryce that seems to support that. I'm Rav Kahana, no. Ki tanya hi bepischei shimai. That Bryce is talking about pischei shimai. Rashi says pischei shimai, psachin shomamin, doorways that are like destroyed or desolate. Lishnacharina psachin mikul kalin. I don't know really what the difference is over here. Which is like, you know, messed up, destroyed doors. I don't know. Shomamin, it sounds like a very strong, like shomema, very destroyed. But anyway, whatever it is, it shemechusar in tikkun, it's lacking a tikkun. Kamo Zakan Ashmai, Chaser Torah. It's not called a Zakan Ashmai. Like a person who goes against everything. Right. So this is what so this is what it's going to look like. Let's take a look. The Gemara. My Pisrei Shimai. So what are these? What's Pisrei Shimai? These destroyed doors. So Pligi Barav Rachumi Barav Yosef. Machlokas between Rachumi, Shalom Aleichem, and Rav Yosef. Chad Amar Deleis Lehu Shakfei, V'chad Amar Deleis Lehu Tikra. One says, what's considered a destroyed entranceway? One that doesn't have Shakfei, right? Which is the doorpost. There's something lacking in the doorpost. And the other says, if it's missing a roof. Rashi draws the picture of us, of one missing a roof. And the Shikvi, Rashi says, Mezuzos Shenichletzu Avaneihe Mikan Mikan. Right, so I think that's this picture over here. That you're missing some stones here and there, and this is not a Tzuras HaPesach, right? It looks like some old video game character, you know, broke through it. It's all misshapen or something like that. And that is not considered Tzuras HaPesach, according to one of these Amorayim. The other one says, no, if it's lacking the top piece, right? Like a list over here. The lintel, that would be that's what, but that's what this Bryce is talking about. So this Bryce, don't think that this Bryce is a case of where there is a Tzuras HaPesach and you need it to be and over here you need it to be where the omed is more than the parutz, and otherwise you can't carry it there. No, this is not a case of Tzuras HaPesach. Yes, it mentioned Pesachim and Chalonos, but these are some deformed or destroyed Pesachim and Chalonos, not a Tzuras HaPesach, not a raya to that din. You cannot say that. The Av Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lalaha Derav, and even Rabbi Yochanan holds this opinion of Rav. Now we did not say that Rav holds the Tzuras that the Tzuras HaPesach is needed in the case of the parutz or omed merubah al parutz. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just Rav's interpretation of the Mishnah that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help if it's more than 20, more than 10 amos, or more than 10 amos wide. Rav Yochanan also seems to hold this, not explicitly, but we'll see how we get there. Da'amar Rav and Barav Adam or Rav Yitzchak, Ma'isa ba'adam echad mibikas beis chorsan. There was a person. There's a story about a person who was in the valley of Beis Chortan. Shnatz Dalad Kundisin, he stuck in four poles, Ba'arba Pinos Asada, four corners of the field. Umatach Zmora Alehan, and he stretched out vines on these four poles. Uba Maishlevne Chachamim, and he brought the Maishle before the Chachamim, Vetirulol Inyan Kiloyim, and they allowed him to do Kiloyim there. So this is what it looks like. This is a nice picture over here. That means by vines. So maybe it's not vines. Maybe it's branches. Zmora. Okay, whatever it is. So you have these four poles around the field, and then there's a vine Tzuras HaPesach at the top of these four poles, and so it kind of looks like almost like the outline of a sukkah before you put the canvas on or something like that. And the Chacham said you're allowed to don't worry about kilayim, meaning. That in general, we know that you have to separate where you plant grains or vegetables from a vineyard. You have to separate that. That's not right. Otherwise, it's a problem with kilayim. And they said if you plant with if you have a vineyard within this field, you can plant other things outside the field. That's fine. This formation will count as a separation, a proper fence, proper wall. To differentiate between the vineyard and the other field. Okay, very nice. V'amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish commented on this case, and he said, "Kiderek shatir lo le'inyan kiloyim." Just like there's a hetz over here for kiloyim, kach hitir lo le'inyan Shabbos. So too, there's a hetz for Shabbos. Meaning, just like these walls count as a good separation when it comes to right these Tzuras HaPesach, right? This over here, basically four Tzuras HaPesach surrounding something. This counts to separate the field. Also, it counts as a Rishus HaYachid, and you can carry it. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar L'Kiloyim Hitiru Lo, L'Inyan Shabbos Lo Hitiru Lo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it was a problem for Shabbos. It was only a hetzer for Kilayim, not for Shabbos. So what does it sound like? It sounds like Rav is not okay with this. Oh, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. It sounds like he's not okay with this Tzuras HaPesach. Now we'll try to get some more details of the case. So B'mai Haskinan, what? Give me some more details of the case. Ilema min atzad, if you're going to tell me that this is from that the vines or branches that were put across are coming out of the side, meaning not that they're resting on top of the poles, but they kind of like stick out from the side, like so, right? Not resting on the top, but around the side. So if you're going to tell me that that's the case that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about, so Vahamar Rechista said, Tzuras HaPesach shasa min atzad, lo asa v'lo klum. Rechista said that if you have Tzuras HaPesach that is made from the side, meaning the Tzuras HaPesach, the lintel, is not resting on top, but it's coming out from the side, you didn't do anything. Rechista, that's a strong lesson for Rechista to use. Presumably, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. Presumably, they would both agree that, of course, they can't do from inside. So that must not be the case. So Ella al Gaban. So it must be we're talking about a case where the vines that came out were put on top. Okay, good. More details. Ubimai, and furthermore, so what? Ilema be'eser. If you're going to tell me that this is 10 amos wide, b'holim Rabbi Yochanan b'shabes lo, right? Meaning over here means 10 amos. I guess 10 amos and less. Right? If you're telling me it's not wider than 10 amos, so why would Rabbi Yochanan's problem with this be? Presumably, it's fine. El alav b'yeser me'eser. Isn't it a case where it's wider than 10 amos? Right? That mean, like, if it was 10 amos or less, Rabbi Yochanan probably would have no problem with it. So must be it's wider than 10 amos. And that's the machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Because now get away from Kilayim. Both of them say, fine, okay, fine. This is a story that took place before Reish Lakish and Yochanan's time. So the rabbis gave a heter for Kilayim. Reish Lakish said, they also gave a heter for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, he didn't. So why not? What's the machlokus Reish Lakish and Yochanan? The machlokus is whether we hold like our version of the Mishnah or Rav's version of the Mishnah. Because we established that the case must be where it's wider than 10 amos. So we have a Tzuras HaPesach that's wider than 10 amos. And Reish Lakish says it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says it's aser. Tzuras HaPesach, wider than 10 amos, machlokes mutter aser, sounds like our Mishnah versus Rav's version of the Mishnah. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. That even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, wider than 10 amos is a problem. That's what it sounds like. We'll see though. Well, not really. Li'olam bi'eser. No, really, it's 10 amos or less. Okay. So then why does Rabbi Yochanan argue? If it's 10 amos or less, what's the problem? U'minatzad, u'b'derav chizta k'mifligi. And really, they're arguing in that din of Rav Chizta that right, it came min hatzad. So it's not resting on top. It comes out from the top of it, not or from the side of it. And so this din of Rav Chizta is what they're arguing about. Now, just to clarify, they're not talking about Rav Chizta because they're a little bit before Rav Chizta, right? And also they live in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Chizta is in Babel. So they're not Rav Chizta came a little bit after them and in a different country. But that din that Rav Chizta was very stark about. That's actually a machlokas, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So he believes his opinion firmly. He holds, I guess, like Rabbi Yochanan firmly. But Reish Lakish is mekel and says if it comes min atzad, so that's not a problem. That would be fine. And that's this machlokas over here. But we don't know necessarily what that Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Rav in his version of the Mishnah. And presumably we would hold that he just holds like our version of the Mishnah. Why would he? We're trying to define Tzuras HaPesach over here. So how do you know how to define Tzuras HaPesach? And actually, the next Amud is going to be dealing with a lot of Tzuris HaPesach. Like, that's what it's going to be dealing with, like, laws for Tzuris HaPesach. But we don't really know what a Tzuris HaPesach, we didn't talk about what defines a Tzuris HaPesach. We mentioned the concept a lot. This is what we do, especially in Erev, and we talk about concepts a lot, and then we question, wait, hold on, do we really know that? So, the first Zikr point is actually going to be the second point is going to be what defines a Tzuris HaPesach. The first point is about this, Amavoy with a lot of windows and a lot of, doorways. That whole case. So we're gonna have the kids living in this mavoi with a lot of doorways and a lot of windows got a lot of gold stars. I think because they were able to accurately tell you what a Tzuris HaPesach needs, which is gonna be the second zikr point that we started a little bit, and we'll continue a lot in the next amud.